From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Spiny water flea has been confirmed in Basswood Lake near Ely in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness at the Canadian border. The discovery was confirmed in zooplankton samples taken by the University of St. Thomas in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources fisheries staff. In addition, DNR fisheries staff found spiny water flea in the stomach contents of Basswood Lake Cisco. The lake will be added to the list of infested waters, along with the downstream waters of Crooked Lake, Iron Lake, and Bottle Lake. The Basswood and Bottle Rivers will also be designated as infested waters. Lac La Croix, a water body downstream from Basswood Lake, was designated as infested when spiny water flea was discovered there in 2008. The DNR is coordinating with Canadian officials at the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources to alert boaters and other recreationists about the risk of spreading the invasive species. When populations are high, anglers can experience frustration with masses of spiny water fleas clogging fishing and downrigging lines and other water equipment. Despite the hubbub surrounding a long winter, heavy ice, and late start to the Great Lakes shipping season, cargo moved on the St. Lawrence Seaway system this season already has surpassed 2013 levels. According to Seaway data released this week, total cargo moved from March through the end of August hit 20 million metric tons. That's up 3% over the same period last year. Shipping officials said the strong recovery has been fueled by grain exports, increases in road salt inventories for Great Lakes municipalities, and an influx of specialty steel and other metals for the automotive and construction industries. Construction materials such as stone and cement have also been in strong demand. A company that wants to develop an iron ore mine in northwestern Wisconsin might limit the project to only one county instead of two. A spokesman for Gogebic Taconite tells the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel the company is considering building the mine solely in Iron County because of opposition from officials in adjacent Ashland County. Gogebic's plans have called for the proposed mine to include Ashland and Iron counties. Ashland County composes about 400 acres of the 3,200 acres of the site. But with opposition in Ashland County, spokesman Bob Seitz says Gogebic officials will spend the winter studying how the site could be reconfigured to operate in Iron County without the loss of major iron ore reserves. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Rescue Squad was gearing up to search for a missing woman in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness on Monday of this week when she was found unharmed by her fellow campers. The woman, Janelle Lee Stewart, who is aged 40, was part of a group of about 18 others from a community college in Iowa, that according to the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office. And according to the Duluth News Tribune, she had walked away from their island campsite during the early evening on Sunday. She lost her way when it got dark and decided to stay put and wait until daylight to attempt to find her way back to the campsite safely. For the sheriff's office, the incident began early Monday when it received a report of an emergency locator beacon being activated in the BWCA just inside U.S. waters on the U.S.-Canadian border. The rescue squad was able to respond to the GPS coordinates given off by the beacon. That led to a couple who said they had been contacted by a nearby camping group seeking their help. The search mission was aborted after Stewart was located on the island about 11:30 a.m. Monday by her camping group. The U.S. Forest Service and Minnesota State Patrol Flight Division assisted in the matter. The wheels were set in motion in 1902 when federal officials set aside 500,000 acres in northeastern Minnesota, keeping it wild instead of offering it to homesteaders. According to the Duluth News Tribune, it wasn't until September 3rd of 1964 that the U.S. government added an official land management designation of wilderness for Minnesota's famed Boundary Waters. 50 years ago this week, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Wilderness Act, creating the National Wilderness Preservation System and setting aside 9.1 million acres as forever protected from development, including about 1 million acres in the BWCA. Since then, official federal wilderness has grown to 758 different areas, covering 110 million acres, including places such as Isle Royale National Park on Lake Superior. The 1964 legislation did not resolve the most heated issues surrounding the BWCA, whether to ban logging, mining, and motorized activity in the area. It took another 14 years before the Boundary Waters saw site-specific legislation adding the word wilderness to its name. That brought the preserve more in line with other formal wilderness areas in the nation. The bill President Johnson signed passed the U.S. House with only one dissenting vote, a landslide that belies a long, hard-fought effort. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.